So, Rabbi Isai, Shchodesh Nissen, Tavshin Samavav, Parsh the Vayikra, and the Hail the Gemara Nayim. Vayikra Moshe, Vayadabra Adonai Elav, Me'oyel Moyet. Zokt the Hail the Gemara Nayim. So it just says Vayikra. It doesn't say who called, Mikara. Then it's the Vedaber Shemelov, Vayel Moyet. Zog to Gehel Gemara Nayim that the Rabbi Shalom does everything by Droga. First, the Rabbi Shalom took us out of Mitzrayim. Right away, he gave us the first mitzvah of Korban Pesach, gave us the mitzvah of Mila. Then the Rabbi Shalom on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, Korban Hayom. Then he took us in the Midbar with Amadon and Yoimam, Amadei Shloila. Then the Rebbeinu gave us the Torah Kedoshah. Then the Rebbeinu gave us the Mishkan, Vasali Mikdash V'Shechanti B'Soichem. And then, this is the ultimate, the Mishkan. Zogt Marinayim, it's a marshal to a person who was always in Choshech, his whole life was in darkness. Never saw light in his life. So we know that if a person will be taken out of the dark into the light suddenly and abruptly, pissim lavra oilam, so he couldn't take the light, it would blind him. So therefore you have to expose him to light by droga. He has to be exposed slowly. First you have a little hole, little light comes in, a little bigger hole, until finally it's a whole window. So to the tachlis of the Bria is that the Rebbeinu Shlom wants to show Kla Yisrael Ziv Shchinosai. The Rebbeinu Shlom will weisen. The Rebbeinu Shlom wants that we should see Ziv Shchinosai. But in the Mitzrayim we were mamish in the darkness, in the Nun Shai Tuma, and it was not shy for the Rebbeinu Shlom to weise the whole licht. And therefore, Vadraga, first there were the 10 Makis, then Korban Pesach, Makas Bechoyres, Kriyas Yamsev is more, and then Ma'amad Asina is more, and the Mishkan's even bigger. The Mishkan's the highest. The Taklis was Vasili Mikdash Shechanti B'Soichem. That's a bigger lift that lifts the Ma'amad Asina. It's a Merit Gazach. Because like the Ramban says, Ma'amad Asina, that's just the beginning. The whole Mishkan was an ongoing continuation of Ma'amad HaSinai. The Mele zokt the Mo'inayim that the Mishkan is even bigger, because at Ma'amad HaSinai the Rebbeinu Shlom showed his licht in the Bria, but by the Mishkan the Rebbeinu Shlom shows his licht b'seicham, inside of us. Because the truth of the matter is that is the darkest place in the world. It's not downstairs, someplace in some big cave, or someplace deep in the bowels of the earth. The most finster place in the whole Bria is, you know where? Right here. A mensch, davka, because we can go so high, because the neshama, the zayhoi, the body is the lowest thing. You might think a cockroach is the lowest thing. You might think a bacteria is the lowest thing. You might think a snake is the lowest thing. I don't know what you think, what I think. You think the dark is lowest. The most distant thing from the Rebbeinu Shlalom is Chveis, the Satan, Shed, Chveis, Gehenna, not true. The place which is the darkest, Afela, Shefela, Bria, Afela, Vishvela, Kalosh, the Rambam, is us. Chaymer, Kurutz Chaymer. And the fact that the Rebbeinu Shlalom, by the Mishkan, was not only his galus of the Or, the Rebbeinu Shlalom, and the Mishkan, his galus in us, that's the ultimate light, and that had to come slowly, step by step. And then it says the Reb Chaim Volozhiner in Nefesh HaChaim, in Shar Aleph Perek Dalet, but he says, this is where he says his word, I told you many times, that for a person, for a yid to have a bad machshava, is a bigger desecration, a bigger kilkel, a bigger tumah a machshava zara, the heilige Yiddish cup, is a bigger chilul hakodesh than Titus coming into the Kodesh Kodashim and ripping down the pareiches and being mezana with a zayna on the pareiches in the Kodesh Kodashim. Because there's nothing holier than the human mind, but there's nothing that's a bigger tumah than the human mind, which is mekulkel and mistami. Is that lashon? That a yid who has machshavas belivavoy, he's machnas a zayna in the base kodesh kedoshim el yain noyre by lamas al yainim la kedoshim umagbir rechmanos dan koiches atumah vasitracher base kodesh kedoshim el yain har be yoyser ve yoyser imashenigrim is gabris koiches atumah ayde titus batsiya zayna the base kodesh kedoshim lamata. It's awesome. Mamash awesome. I could have read this Shtikun Rav Chaim Volozhin, you think I'm saying over Shtikun or Mari Naim, you wouldn't know. I could have fooled you. But as I state in the Heilig and Nefesh Chaim, because all the tzaddikim go on the same derech, as Megate of Agirad Veg Trefmanzach. And here in the Agor, he says, you should know, Al Tach Shev Shetachlis, the Banishim was saying, don't think that the Tachlis of my Kavana is Asiyas HaMikdash HaChitzoini. Don't think that the tachlis of making the mikdash is the external base on mikdash, the shul, mikdash mat. Don't think it's the tachlis. No. The tachlis is that the mikdash is only a remez. It's just a hint. It's just a symbol, a sign of what we should do to ourselves. Shetiyu atem b'maseichem eretzuyim kitablis ha-mishkan v'kelav. Kulam kidoishim ruyim mucham lahashish chanasi. He says the whole mikdash, the whole mishkan, with all of its kalim and all of its complications, is just to give us a model what we should make ourselves into. It's just like a person comes to a beautiful shul and says, wow, what a gorgeous shul, what a gorgeous, just on kodesh, what a sefer Torah, what windows, look at those gorgeous stained glass windows. You should be much more that when a person sees a yid, when you see a heilig yid walking in the street, and he walks according to what the Rambam tells you to walk, he walks in the street with his head down, he looks like he's busy, he's not looking all over the place, he walks with the tachlis, you see the shechina with him, you see the hadras pandim of a zayid, you see how he's dressed like a yid and how he thinks like a yid. So you, that's a mishkan ha-shechina. The shechina is on that yid. Wow, I can see it. It's strahlsam upon him. It's just shining from his face. So, Zoktim Chaim Olozhin, the biggest mikdash is a mensch alein. And that's what the Moreh Naim said. That there's no bigger, the biggest licht that the Banishna ever showed in the world was the licht of the light that the shechina is shining through us, which is really the darkest place. But it could be the lightest place. It could be Kodesh Kodashim Elyon, or it could be the Tumah Sheba Tumah Sheba Tachlin. It could be Nun Shari Tumah, like the Yidna Mitzrayim. So he says, that's the Pshat, and the Aleph Zira Vayikra. Vayikra starts off with a plain Aleph, a little Aleph, and why? Many reasons are given. The reason is because the whole Sefer Moreh Naim is Geboit of Ein Yesoid. And again, I don't think there's one parsha with the Heiliger Rebbe, the Moreh Naim doesn't repeat this Yesoid. That the whole licht of the Rebbein Shlom is Metzumtzum inside the oisis of the Torah. But when you have a small ois, it's the pshat that it's like the Rebbein Shlom is even being Metzumtzum, the licht even more. The more the light is constricted and made and limited and made small, not really small, it means it's more precise. So just like you know that light is very nice, light's very powerful, and it's interesting that tonight it's not, a little darker here in the shul because we took the tablecloths off to wash them for Pesach, and usually you have the white tablecloths reflecting the light. It's very interesting. I know it's the mom is a little darker tonight because we just took off the tablecloths this afternoon. And the light doesn't reflect so nicely from the brown like it does from a nice white tablecloth. So that spreads the light out. So light is very nice, spread out light. That's why you have these covers make the light spread out more. But you know that if you have a laser is really a light. A laser stands for something. If that's what it is, that's a light that's concentrated. And we have concentrated light that mamash can burn through things and burn through metal if you have the proper light. So Aleph Zeir is like a laser beam. The light in the Torah is Stam, Doisi is the Torah, Stam. Doisi is the Torah, normal, it's a very nice light. But it's more general, and it's more diffused. It is not concentrated and focused. But the Aleph Zeir is the pshat that the Rebbeinu Shlomo was Metzamtzem, his licht on Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? He tells me that he can meet them. He says, the Heilig of Moshe Rabbeinu was Metzamtzem, all of his machshavas and all of his maisim to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Moshe Rabbeinu, we are all over the place. You like learning, huh? Rabbeinu, you like everyone likes learning. Mot leaps to David and Eichet. Mot leaps again to Avar and Mikveh is very nice. But Mot leaps to Lane the New York Times. Mot leaps to Spiel and Golf. Mot leaps to Essen Kugel. Mot leaps to Gain Spazier. Mot leaps to Tana Stavzachen. They do a lot of stuff. They're all over the place. Not just you and me, everybody. So we're not metamsim ourselves. We are but we have a lot of things. So like the Ibn Ezra, his brother, Moshe Ibn Ezra, writes in the print in front of some Sidurim, Imachas lekainecha, the rabbis lerzainecha, the chitam avainecha. If you do one thing for your kainah, for the Rabbi Shalom, but many things for your own rotzen, so about to leave the Rabbi Shalom a daven, but that's not good enough to daven three times a day. It's not good enough to learn 8 hours a day even. Not good enough to make brachas. You have to. Moshe Rabbeinu, his whole life was just the very. He lived in a ghetto. His whole life was a ghetto. The ghetto was that his whole betzias was mitzumtzum. He's just thinking, Yom v'leil, v'leil v'yom. How can they give nachas ruach to the Rabbeinu Shlom? How can give nachas ruach to the Rabbeinu Shlom? How can give nachas ruach to the Rabbeinu Shlom? How can give nachas ruach to the Rabbeinu Shlom? I got to talk. I've only his brain is obsessed. It's focused on one thing. We about that want to give nachas ruach to the Rabbeinu Shlom, like you know. Have 10 minutes during Shacharis, 5 minutes during Minchan, 5 minutes during Ma'ariv, and maybe I go to the mikveh, and maybe when I make a bracha. So I think to learn Lishma, maybe how much I learn anyway every day. Alavai should learn an hour, like a mensch. So I had the whole hour, I learned maybe 10 minutes. I don't even know if it's 10 minutes. You're supposed to do tshuva before you even learn. So I do tshuva, So if you don't do tshuva, in Bozak, the Rosh Hamalakim Malach Alasaper Chukai. The kids are so how much Lishma they learn already. So in the whole day, how much they think of their Rebbeinu Shlom? Not too much. Mostly I was thinking when shopping, I'm looking at the shopping list, geschmack, chocolate, ice cream, yeah, fruit, vegetables, geschmack, yeah, a bissel pizza, a bissel dust, a bissel yens, a bissel schlaf, not a bissel schlaf, a big schlaf, maybe we'll have some other good stuff. So mostly it's about me, and the rest of the day is about God, a little bit. So I'm not mitzvah to myself. I'm all over the place. Moshe Rabbeinu made himself so small, his sphere of interest was very limited. It's the same Alter Pizman, Nachmal Nachmal. Rabbeinu Shalaylam, Rabbeinu Shalaylam, Rabbeinu Shalaylam, Rabbeinu Shalaylam. Rabbeinu Shalaylam, like the Beditchva, he had a song called the Dudale. Mizrach du, Mayrach du, Tzafayn du, Darayim du, 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 du. The Banishtam is singing a Dudale. So all I see is the Banishtam. The Levi Yitzchak. The Banishtam was all over the place. It's a very small, very boring life he had. Mizrach du, Mayrach du, Tzafayn du, Darayim du, du, the Maila du, Mata du. That's all the Banishtam. Very boring. Same thing. Variety is the spice of life, as I state in some place, some recipe book. The variety is the spice of life. Of course, you have to have a lot of recipe books. So, up to Mori Naim, Moshe Rabbeinu, only the one thing from the Rebbeinu Shlom. He was Metzamtzem himself in the Rebbeinu Shlom. They have the Rebbeinu Shlom, Metzamtzem himself in him. Because that's all he had was the Rebbeinu Shlom. And that's the Pshat Chazal say, that if you know Makam Tzakhasakana, you should mispalel a tefillah katzara. Should the mispalel a very short, a very tiny tefillah. He says, the mekatzer, the tefillahs, that's good of shot. The ganze welt is a makom sakana. And he's supposed to daven a tefillah katzara. Davening is supposed to be very simple. Not that long shopping list, what you want from the Rebbeinu Shlom. Tefillah katzara. My kitzer is, the kitzer, Rebbeinu Shlom, I just want you, do. Very, very short and sweet. Want to get rid of all the klipas? Want to get rid of all the distractions? If there's another Rebbeinu Shlom. That's the pshat dalos here. Azoy zogt the Hilik Moinayim. That's the Shtikul Torah for Parshas VeYikra from the Hilik Rebbe, the Moinayim. Yet Gateman said Kedushas Levi. Kedushas Levi in Parshas VeYikra. Where does he say in Parshas VeYikra? Zogt the Kedushas Levi Azoy. Baruch Atah Adonai Eliheinu Melech Olam Shehakol Yeh Bezvaro. Amen. Zot the Kedushas Levi Ve'alav Zira the Zalbish Tekel Peret Alav Zira. So he says Shtikel Dandem Halach. The Alav Zira, the little Alav is the Pshat. He says, we said a number of times that on the pasuk Vel Moshe Amar Alei El Hashem, in Paris he sees Hashem says to Moshe, Moshe Alei El Hashem, rise up to the Rebbeinu Shlom. Ki kisha adam oisa mitzvah ze ha mitzvah oisa reishon lamala. What was the uftuf? What was accomplished by Maamar Har Sinai? The others did mitzvahs before Maamar Har Sinai, so what was the big chiddush of Maamar Har Sinai? What was accomplished by Maamar Har Sinai? The Avos Makam called Tar Kula before it's even given, so what's the big deal, Maamar Har Sinai? The Teretz is the Maamar Har Sinai. Del Moshe Amar Alei El Hashem. Hashem says to Moshe, rise up. Ki kishad the Moshe mitzvah zeh mitzvah oisa reishon lemala. Vzeh ma'ir ha'isa lasa is tamid ratna bayir b'zeh mitzvah. Then I'm not going on the Avos. How the Kaidam Antaira, an average person did a mitzvah, maybe the office was different, but the average person would do a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, it's very nice. A mitzvah. And where does the mitzvah begin? Down here. Where does it end? Down here. You do a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. Aleidek. Not after Maamar Har Sinai, when Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem says the Moshe represents Klai Yisrael. Alei El Hashem, that mitzvah makes a Rishon Lamala. A mitzvah mamish, this is not just down here. If I say words down here, l'chayra, I'll be the rules of sound waves. The sound waves coming from my mouth don't go very far. A couple hundred feet. Right? Maybe a very delicate seismograph. Maybe you'll hear air waves a mile away from here. But even if I would have a radio, well, mamish, I could mamish go the whole world if I had a shortwave radio. If I'm really good, if I'm a NASA, so I could make a talk to the radio and it could go to Mars, maybe it could go even beyond the solar system. But one thing for sure is not going out of this world, it's not going to the Kisak Kovet. It's not out of this cosmos. A mitzvah is the pshat that has a ripple effect in this lowly world, which is not just the solar system and not just the Milky Way, this galaxy, but all 100 billion galaxies with 100 billion stars. But it makes a reishon lamala, 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 even the malachim hear it in Shemayim, and they're tittering in Shemayim. And if a person has a mitzvah, b'dechilu rechim, do a mitzvah, it goes mamash parchaleila. It flies up the Shemayim, and makes a reishon in Shemayim, and makes a reishon for the netzach netzachim. And not only that, but that very same mitzvah is mischana lalai. Like Rashi really says in Sanhedrin, that nefesh amala, amala loy, that we learn Torah down here, the Torah works for you. Well, it reminds me of a Torah, but the same thing as the mitzvahs. You do a mitzvah, you learn Torah, the mitzvah and the Torah are like a magnet or like a battery that energize you to do more mitzvahs and learn more Torah. So you do a mitzvah once, you'll do it again. So every time you put on tefillin, it's already being machshir, the ground for the next tefillin. It's pulling you to do tefillin tomorrow. You do one Shabbos, it's pulling you for tomorrow, the next Shabbos. Yeah, it's the Gevaltige Gezach. The Gevaltige Hoshtikul Torah in the Oyev Yisrael, ki kol beis alav ushanim. Lasir leveisa mishala, ki kol beis alav ushanim. That the tzaddik is not afraid of the cold. You do a mitzvah, with the biggest lahavas, you do a mitzvah with a big passion. And then it starts snowing on your mitzvah, it gets cold. It's very cold. You do a mitzvah with a big hesa, kugel. Remember the kugel from last week? It was a gewaltige kugel from Maimonides. Right? That was a kugel we can't forget. That was a big fat kugel. What was that hot kugel? It was steaming, boiling kugel. Wow. He missed the kugel last week. Well, I maybe we'll have the same. We'll have nachal kugel. Yeah, suda. Okay. A big kugel? Yeah, a big kugel. A nice hot kugel. Maybe the chaver of Chaim Sanz is yours. Said you have to pay, so we'll have the next kugel. The kids, it was a heisa kugel. But you know what? Heisa kugels get cold. By the time we were finished with the febreng, 2 hours later, it was getting cold. But now with a mitzvah, l'si l'veis mishaleg, ki l'veis alav v'shanim. Every time you do a mitzvah, you're supposed to have a zinnin to think about the time you're going to repeat it. But the Leila Kedush lady says that's the metzias of a mitzvah. That when you do one mitzvah, it already is cooking you up for the next time. It's already, it's like a, my friend Rabbi Yecheskel Asher Levy showed me on his trio palm pilot that he has for every Wednesday night. He has the alarm on that should remind him to come to the shir. But this doesn't go for one. Once he can program it into Wednesday nights 10:15, that every single Wednesday it's going to go on forever. That's how a program works. So Zok the Hela Kedush Levy, every mitzvah works that way until you do it once. As programmed, you can do it next time. Put on tefillin this morning, it's ready, there's an alarm waking up tomorrow morning for tefillin and talis and tefillin. And last Rosh Chodesh is the Yalv Yavan Halel, it's already programmed into your metzias that you can do again this month, and even starker. Should be better. Hopefully you'll daven better this Rosh Chodesh than last Rosh Chodesh. Not that last Rosh was bad, but there's always room for improvement. There can be even a bigger stahavas. You mean a klois a nefesh, we're going to have to hold you down. You're going to have to like put something in your hand, like, you know, just to anchor you. You shouldn't go flying out of your shoes and levitate. So b'kitzer el Moshe Amar Leil Hashem, the mitzvah of a mitzvah. The mitzvah is all Leil Hashem. Vayis says kaidem antara, the mitzvah didn't go so high, and Vayis says kaidem antara, the mitzvah that makes a gerushim in the person, and the mitzvahs are called the truk in the mitzvah. But achem antara the pshat the Moshe Amar Leil Hashem, that your mitzvah literally impacts until mamish the kisei hakavod, and it comes back to shlep you to do more. It's married the gazach. And that's what a carbon is all about. Things have a koyach. So he seems to say that's what the Aleph Zira is all about. The Aleph Zira is that it also made him into an onav. The Vayis says that a mitzvah makes a reishim on the person, not just they do the mitzvah over again. A mitzvah makes a reishim that the person, the more you bedavik in the mitzvah, the mitzvah is a hechitimtza to rip ourselves out of our biggest enemy, which is ourself. So like this, we're, our biggest klipa is ourselves, and we're very selfish and self-centered and into self-gratification. Zal zich, 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 zich. Like my shreir always say, zarangaton the reb zichale, unen the flesh in the kapote, and we are totally smothered in ourselves. And a mitzvah is an escape hatch. It's an opportunity to rise above ourselves. The Moshe, Amar Leil Hashem, the Moshe Hashem says, Moshe, kricha rois von zich alein. Lift yourself, make a liftoff. Anti-gravity, every liftoff of a spaceship is breaking out of gravity. So too, we break out of ourselves. Every time you do a mitzvah, you get closer to Rabbi Hashem than to yourself. Nature, natural is for a person to be close. Adam karveis latzmai. Nature, the person is very close to himself, loves himself, and we're in love with ourselves. We just love ourselves. We don't want to admit how much we love ourselves. And a mitzvah is a way to break out of it. So the Aleph Zira is that Moshe, the more he got closer to Hashem, the more he got small, because he saw the godless Hashem and saw the katness of Adam. That's the Kedushas Levi on Vayikra. But now the Likras Chag Pesach, a few Kedushas Levi about Pesach. So the Kedushas Levi has a, there's probably one, this if you make a list of the famous Kedushas Levis, so this one would be certainly one of the top famous ones. And the Kedushas Levi in a few places repeats his famous vort. How come the Kasha Gedoyla L'Chayra, he says, the Kedush David has in a few places, I'll tell you over the first place, he has in the Sefer as a Zechiris. No, there are six Zechiris, mostly every day. And So the Gush Levi has a very nice Perish Nechmad Ala Zachiris, Zachiris Shabbos, Zachiris Yom Shabbos, the Kachay. You're supposed to remember Shabbos every day. You're supposed to remember Yitzis Yisrael every day. Lamat Tisker, Yom Seisim Yisrael, Koy Mechayecha. You're supposed to remember Matan Torah every day. You're supposed to remember the Mon every day. You're supposed to... He has Maisa Egel, Zachiris Miriam, Zachiris Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't explain every one of them, but he explains Zachiris Yitzis Yisrael. And here, he brings down this famous Kasha. How come the, he says, no one asked the question. He says, every Yom Tov, we call it on the name that's written in the Torah. So, the Torah is called Shavuos. It's called Chag HaShavuos. We call it Shavuos. Sukkot is called Chag HaSukkot. We call it Sukkot. Pesach is never called Pesach. It's not called Pesach. The Torah calls it Chag HaMatzos. We call it Pesach. And whenever the Torah speaks about Pesach, it's going to be the Korban Pesach. Right? Let's ask, for instance, in Vayikra, B'chodesh Rishon, Bar Basiyom, L'chodesh, Ben Arbayim, Pesach L'Hashem. V'chamisha Zayayim, L'chodesh Hazeh, Chag HaMatzos. The Torah calls it Chag HaMatzos. The Yom is always called Chag HaMatzos. It's not called Chag HaPesach. But Fakert, in the Gemara, we call this Yom Tov Pesach, and the Masechet is called Masechet Pesachim. Hey, you know what? It's not called Masechet Matzos. Good question. It's not called Masechet Matzos. Matzos is a big deal. It's called Masechet Matzah more. And I is up. We can, art's going to sell new, they make a new printing. They'll sell a new Masechet. Masechet Matzos. So, Shen good. Masechet Matzos more. As I fact, the Hilgus Days, no one asked my question. Why is the Torah called Chag HaMatzos, not Chag HaPesach? After that, he says, because the Gemara says in Brachas Davov, Tefillin the Moryalma, Maiksev Bu, Atechad, Shimchechad, Umikamchi Yisrael, Goyachad Borat. And Hashem's Tefillin that says, Mikamchi Yisrael, Goyachad Borat, the Banishlam, the Mespoy, the Banishlam prides himself on Klal Yisrael. And we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Our tefillin say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We are mispoyer in the fact that Hashem is Echad, and the Baruch Hu mispoyer that Mikam Chiyisrael Goy Echad Baret. So his tefillin speak about us. Our tefillin speak about him. Now, he says that the carbon is called Pesach, Loshen Chanina, like a bakasha. He says, if Shatz Pasit, the Torah, which is written by the Rabbanu Shalom, called the Yom Tov Chag HaMatzos, which is a Shevach for Klal Yisrael. Because Hashem's only saying Shvachim about us. The Chag HaMatzos mean that B'chipaz in Yatsim Mitzrayim, right? Uga is Matzos ki Leichametz, ki Gurshim Mitzrayim, and Lehispik Vitekim Lehachmetz, and they had no time to make them any food. As a sheva of a klai, like the Navi Yirmiyahu says, Zechart lechesed nereich, avas kulesayach, leith lechacharai b'amidbar, beres lezeruah. So matzahs represents the fact that when the Rabbanu Shalom said, kumaher klai Yisrael, we didn't wait 1 second, we didn't even make any food for ourselves, we just ran out and grabbed the dough and it baked chick chak, and Chag HaMatzos shows the avah we have for the Rabbanu Shalom, chesed nereich, avas kulesayach, leith lechacharai b'amidbar, eres lezeruah. The Gam said to the Yosef, we didn't make any food for ourselves, just ran out of Mitzrayim. They talk had no food. And they talk ate the first 30 days, just the Shirayim from the Matzah, they baked the first night of Pesach. So he ate. Had a Tammon. So, the Rebbeinu Shalom calls the holiday in the Torah, the Yom Tov, is called Chag HaMatzos. Shvach Ras. But we call Chag HaPesach, we, in Lashon Torah Shbal Peh, it's called Masechet Pesachim, because Pesach Hashem, Hashem jumped over the house of Mitzrayim. Hashem Pasach, he jumped up. He lifted us up to Madregas. We didn't deserve. So we called Pesach to give Shach to the Rebbeinu Shalom, how good he was to us. And he saved us. And he lifted us up. And the Rebbeinu Shalom calls the Chag HaMatzos. The Torah says, look at the Shvach of Klai, so that we ran to Mitzrayim without any preparation. Just ran after the Rebbeinu Shalom without thinking about anything. Vil dimension. He says, that's the Pshat. The Gemara in Tainus, that it says in Avchav that various Tanoim Amroyim, the Meshaber themselves, they said, "Lehalachti Dalat Amas B'Loy Tefillin." I never went Dalat Amas B'Loy Tefillin. I never walked 4 Amas without wearing my tefillin. What's the pshat? So he said, the pshat is that the tzaddik says, I was in the bechina of tefillin my whole life, even on Shabbos, so to speak. We don't wear tefillin. Tefillin means that I'm not mefana. He brings him to town, but yo, a person not mesich das from the Eibishter of 1 second. Tefillin means that my mind, just like when you wear tefillin, you see externally that my head is makusher to the tefillin, or the tefillin is makusher to my head, and it's makusher to my arm, uksharatem, and the tefillin is mamish tied up to me, and my brains and my body are tied up to the Rabban Shalom. I'm not Mesir Das and Banshan for a second. I don't want to, it's a Kesha Bal Yinotek, it's tefillin the rest of the day, or on Shabbos, Kodesh, or on Yom Tov, when you can't wear tefillin, I have a tefillin attitude. I have a tefillin mentality. So when the Gemara says that these Tanoim Amroyim, the Heiliger mentioned, said, Oyalachti Dalamas B'Loy Tefillin, means that I wasn't Mesir Das and the Banshan. I was like Moshe Rabbeinu. Like the Moinayim said earlier, as Mitzamtzim, my whole machshava, my brains didn't go flying over the place. I didn't have daydreams. I didn't have a stream of consciousness. So my brain was all over the place. And, you know, like some people before they daven Shemesh, they make tzils aderech because they're taking a long trip. They're flying all over the world. And they're thinking about France, Spain, the outer space. They're all over the world. They're thinking about anything under the sun except for the davening. Patients, dentist chairs. What? It's a challenge, yeah. They're going global. They're flying all over the place. So, the yisoid of a tzaddik is that can mitzamtzem his machshavas to think of it. It's very difficult. Of course, one of the best ways to do it is the minute a machshava, a bad machshava for sure, you have to do this. But even the stama machshavas betelus comes and attacks us. You have to have the Mitzah Yud Kei Vav Kei in front of your eyes, and that brings us back to the Rabban Shalom. It's very good. It's a Poshna strategy. Yud Kei Vav Kei. So it's like one of the Ger Rebbes, I'm not sure, maybe it was Dimri Emes, was a little boy. So the Rebbe was trying to teach him Aleph Beis. So the Rebbe says, well, in order to learn Aleph Beis, I want you to think, like look at an Aleph, have it in your mind for a second. Try to remember what the Aleph looks like. And he said, I don't know, I can't, but why not? Because I have to bunch in front of me all the time. Shivi says, Shem Negdi Tomet. So how can I have the Aleph in front of me if I have the bunch in front of me? It's a little kid, he didn't figure it out yet. But so to have, it's like the Shitu Betis, he has the Kasha. How can you, it says, Allah, he's asking Masir Das and Tzil, it's a Kavachan from the Tzitz. Just like the Tzitz, it says, Vayah Mitzchay Tomet, that you're supposed to be Mechavan to the Shem Havai on the tits all the time. The Kohen Gadol is not allowed to Mesir Das. He's not allowed to, let his mind stray from the tits. So, so what's he supposed to do during Kriya Shema? During Kriya Shema, he's supposed to think Shema Yisrael Hashem Hakim Hashem Hachot. So, to have Kabbalah Zalman Shemayim. In the Kabbalah Zalman Shemayim, how can you think about your tzillin? Because he's supposed to not Mesir Das, your tzillin, the Kabbalah Zalman Yitzitz. Because tzitz only has one askar of the Rabban Shalom. And the tefillin have 42 askaras of the Rabban Shalom, and what he's supposed to do, so it's a problem. But that's the Shit Betis, the problem with this. It's not a problem, really. Malkim Yesh Barayish to Mechavan on the Kriya Shema, it's Astira. Whenever you think about Kabbalah Zalman Shemayim, and then L'Chayr, it's the same thing. And Shagasari speaks about it, and there's Rabban Yaino who says that Hesed Adas by Tzilin is only Kalos Reish and Dvorim B'Telem. Kalos Reish means you've let your mind taka fly over the place. That's Hesed Adas. If while you're wearing Tzilin you think about Kabbalah Zomar Shemayim from the Kriya Shema, it's not Hesed Adas from Tzilin. Hesed Adas means, like Ben Yonah says, that you have Kalos Reish. Kalos Reish means you let your mind not have Kabbalah Zomar Shemayim and stop, let your mind drift with daydreaming. If we put a little machine on ourselves that would monitor our thoughts, I think, I imagine they have such machines already. I'd love to get a thought monitor. once for some reason the doctor wanted to wear a heart monitor. Baruch Hashem was fine, but I guess when you get to a certain age, the cardiologist want to check you out. Baruch Hashem checked out fine. You have to wear it for 24 hours. It's a pain in the neck. It's a pain on the arm to wear this machine care for 24 hours. They have a heart machine on you to check out the rhythm of your heart for 24 hours. So there's machines for the rhythm of your head. What's going on in your head for 24 hours? They can definitely tell your emotions. They have machines for your emotions. They can tell if you're angry, if you're sad. I don't think they can pick up exactly what you're thinking about. So invasive they're not to figure out exactly what that mamash. I mean, the tape recorder is picking up my words. That's pretty good too, you know. You shouldn't take it for granted. So the tape recorder picking up my words is Shonalta Torah. This is already, Thomas Edison invented the records. They could pick it up on a record. So the tape recorder is a step further than I have MP3s and other things. That's easy, what you're saying. But to pick up my brains, to pick my brains for every thought, well, I don't think they can actually literally pick up your thoughts. But they will. There'll be a chip for that very soon. There's no question. That's easy. That's like, it's a no-brainer. That's going to be in your brain. It's a yes-brainer. You're going to pick it up. And if we would have a record of our thinking throughout the day, stam our thoughts are mostly dvarim b'teilum. It's not worse. But you forget the worse. But just stam what your thoughts are the whole day is narishkeit. Stam, the brain is tzaddikim. No, they don't have that. That's why tzaddikim accomplish 10 times more in the day than we do. Because our brains are hefker. Our brains are just flying all over the place. So the kitzer says, the head of Kedush Levi, that the yisod of a tzaddik is that his brains are concentrated and focused on the Rabbanei Shlom, yom and v'layla, at least as much better than us with tefillin. And a tzaddik never goes down the ramas without tefillin, is the pshat, they never see a das from the Rabbanei Shlom, and on a tzaddik, the Rabbanei Shlom, yom and v'layla, without, it's as if, he, because the ganze tog, he thinks Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So I mean, Amamish, it's hard to even understand Tosfos the Shita's Kasha, how Shema is a Hesek Hadas and Tefillin, because that's what's inside your Tefillin, the Shema, and that's what we're thinking when we're wearing Tefillin, to think Shema. But that's what a Tzaddik does. He's not Mesir Das Yom V'Layla. So Zok the Kedush Levi, that is what Pesach is all about. Pesach is Chaga Pesach, that the Rebbe Shlom, we are thinking, we call it Chaga Pesach, because we are thinking constantly about the Shvachim of the Rebbe Shlom, Shepasach Hashem, Hashem did a lot of chasadim for us, did great things for us. But, and he's thinking about us, that's Chaga Matzahs. But I'll tell you one last trick of English Levi, getting a little late, but this will definitely keep you up. So in case you're falling asleep, we will have a vort here that's guaranteed to keep you up. And that's the Kedushas Levi at the end of the Kedushas. So we were learning before Purim, we learned the Kedushas on Purim, and the Kedusha, there's five Kedushas for Chanukah. And then after the Kedushas Chamishas of Chanukah, and he's finished with Purim, he has another shtika called Klolos HaNisim, general rules about the Nisim. It's a meridic shtickle. Again, every shtickle you can spend days on, but just the Clyde boys, actually it's two shtickle, I have to tell you. Two shtickle char. Number one, what is the pshat? In the beginning of that God, the state, Meister, B'Elazar, B'Yeshua, B'Tarfin, B'Kiva, and the Mesubim, B'Bnei Brak. What's the big chiddush? All the Yidden stay up all night, and a lot of Yidden, Meshach Adair stay up a ganze nacht, to Leil Shimurim, like the Brisker Rav said, it's a mud in the world, Shuas night, everyone stays up. That's Mamash Minig Baalma from the Magen Avraham. It's a tikkun for the Yidden fell asleep on Shua's night. They overslept. It's a medrash. It's nice. It's a nice thing. But it's not the Raisa, it's not the Rabbanon. But staying up all night Pesach is mamash deraisa. First of all, it's called leil shimurim, so to guard the night. And it's taka mitzvah deraisa. Kolamar b'lasapreiz mishubuch. You mekayin the mitzvah god against the nasi. You really have two inyanim deraisa. Stay up all night. And this, the most people don't stay up all night. They probably fall asleep. But most people stay up on Shuas night. That's how the world works. What's insignificant, what's relatively insignificant, the Welt is Mahadir. And what's very significant, the Welt, the Fashlaf. So he says, you should know that the MS is that, this, that there's a built-in system to keep us up. So what am I supposed to do? I fall asleep. Was tutman? So he says that there's Lahavas. That when a person taka is saying over Sipuri Yisrael properly, so the teva is that this eslahavas should not let you go to sleep, because the whole yisoid, this is mamash that we were talking before, the whole yisoid of saying of being up against an Pesach is not stami saying stories. If you taka just saying stories on Pesach night, so the stories get boring. So take out a Pesach Chromebook and read the Maggid says, want your interesting stories. You get touched by a story, you'll be even more touched by stories. And you take out a good Yair Weinstock novel and you'll get nicer stories. So if the tachlis of Pesach night is stories, and you have 400 different agadas, I have a few hundred agadas, maybe 200 agadas, very interesting agadas, but they don't come to a good thriller book. There's a lot of great stories about us, some good stories, and Auschwitz stories, and thriller stories, and Hashgach Prata stories, and Gedolim stories. All these agadas I have, they're not so interesting. Some of them illustrated, a little more interesting, nice pictures. It's not going to keep you up. You're going to fall asleep. Zog day, look at the just lady who wants to have Pesach night, it's a pshat, to have one tachlis, not stories. I want to dramatize I'm not stop telling stories on Pesach night. Actually, the Smach says every year should tell with the stories of his own life, from his own personal incidents where he sees Hashgachas HaBayre. So the Yisrael says, the night is I want to feel that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is watching and watching and watching and watching and watching over me very personally, very intimately. So the purpose of staying in the stories on Pesach is not stop interesting stories. It's stories of Hashgachas Pratis and my own life. That I feel the bunch of mashgiach over me, meitzes min acharakim, mashgiach min achalaynos. And the more a person is dovek, he's madvik machshavtoi, a person sticks and glues his mind to machsheves Hashem, that I believe that Hashem is thinking about me. The purpose of being a Pesach night is that I should feel in the most intense, powerful way that the Rebbeinu Shlom is watching over me and thinking about me all the time. Hashem worries about me and cares about me and loves me and thinks about me. Oy vey, wow, the Rebbeinu Shlom loves me. It's so exciting. So then a person will stay up. Guaranteed. He says, you will stay up. Machshavtei ein nasa oyef yegea. Kolos halayla. Umaychaisav einam naiflam. Your mayach will not fall down. You'll have mayach in the godless. You'll fly. Your mind will be on fire. However, if you don't think about that, it's just a nice thing, Pesach night, not stories, nice medrashim, but it's not medrashim. I don't learn the medrashim to be, my mind should be dovek by Hashem, and I should feel that Hashem's machshav is kaviyachl or ami, mamish, nifleisecha, machshavisecha, nifleisecha, eleinu, v'yishtet and pasuk. So he said, the truth of the matter is that if you're going to start this mahalach on Pesach night is Sheshen Tushpet. It's a late. The Baruch Hashem is Rechosh Nissan. It's also late. Says the Heilige Kedushas Levi, the Mahalach, really has to start from Chanukah. That's why he puts in the Kedushas. Chanukah, you start saying Hashgach Hashem and Chanukah. But really, the Ikir is Purim. By Purim, the Gemara says, Tak, if you have a Shaila, which Purim, if it's two Adors, when should you make Purim? Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? So the Gemara says you should make Purim Pesach Sheni because you're masmich gula legula. Because the haschala the gula starts on Purim. Because Purim is really a bigger nace than Pesach, because Purim is the nation of Teva, and that's why he says really that the Achana for Pesach is Chanukah and Purim, because on Chanukah and Purim you say Shasa Nisan Lavaseinu by Yomim Mahim Azman Azeh. You don't say Shasa Nisan on Pesach or on Sukkot or on Shavuos. You say Shasa Nisan on Chanukah because Chanukah and Purim, it was a Neis Shevet Teva, even though Chanukah the burnt licht, but really the biggest Neis of Chanukah is the Netzachon. All these things were not such open Nisim. Chanukah and Purim were essentially Nisim Tachas Hazman and Be'etzim in Teva, and therefore Shasa Nisan was saying by Yemei Bazman Hazeh, it was Tachas Hazman. Not that you and I appreciate what there is. It's a difference. But if you have a saga that the Rebbein Shlom is with us, even Tachas Hazman, even this lowly world, even in this Pashat everyday life, the Rebbein Shlom is with us, even everyday life, and so is Hashem is winking at us. So to see the little vinkalach from the Rebbein Shlom, get that vink. Like the Kotzke said, so a Hamish is genik with that vink. The person who's Hamish is the Rebbein Shlom, a little wink from the Rebbein Shlom makes us see him very clearly. So when I mamish, I wanted to go Big Matas on Sunday in Brooklyn, and suddenly I came up, there was a bris in Brooklyn, so I said, I'll go to the bris early. Fine, so again, it's time from the bris to get on time to the matzahs, fine. Oh, suddenly came up, a Nichum Avolim in Brooklyn. How can I do everything? I want to do Nichum Avolim, I get Nichum Avolim. How can I do that? There's too many things to do in one shot, the bris and the matzahs, all one morning. And then I find out that the bris was in a shul on 727 Avenue O. I never heard of the shul, never saw the shul. 727 Avenue O between 7 and 8. And Nichum Avolim was exactly 722 Avenue O between 7 and 8. Ramesh across the street. What are the chances of that? He said, oh, why don't you get that thing? The Rebbein Shlom wants me to do all these mitzvahs. So I rolled right out of the bris to the Nichum Avolim and then to the matzahs, and there was no problem. It was Ramesh Gemaridik. So if you're looking, oh, just coincidence. Very big coincidence. Punkt on Avenue O. O is a big zero, and then garnished. If a mensch is garnished, then between 7 and 8, 7 is Nisan B'Teva, 8 is Rei Lamalim Teva. So it was 727 Avenue O between 7 and 8. If a mensch is a zero, then this Nisan B'Teva, 7, Lamalim Teva is 8. It's there. So Bekitzer, so says the Heilig Moinayim. I mean, Halak Kedush Levi, that first you have Purim. Purim is the beginning. And then you'll be Zaycha, if you prepare yourself with Purim, to look for the Rebbein Shlom, you see the Rebbein Shlom on Pesach. He says, that's the pshat that they were Mesubim B'nei Brak. Mesubim B'Yilash Mesubim. B'nei Brak made it happen. Why? This is a Chiddush, only Kedush Levi says. This is really a Chiddush. He says, you know why the whole story happened in B'nei Brak? Because the Gemara says that Mibnei Banav Shel Haman Lamed Torah B'Bnei Brak. That B'nei Haman laid the foundations of B'nei Brak. If you want to know who the founder of B'nei Brak, people think it was Reb Yitzhak Gerstenkorn in 1924. A Tyre Yitz from Gera Chosid, he made B'nei Brak. No. B'nei Brak, you should know who was the founder. We should have a big sign outside. Next time we go to B'nei Brak, we have a big sign out by the Coca-Cola factory. Founded Nisyasa of the Bnei Haman. Bnei Haman are the founders of Bnei Brak. That's it. That's a big sign for them, Bnei Haman. Because Haman, Harasha, has a schus. And his schus is that since he, through him, Yidden was Zaycha, to see the Rebbein Shlom in nature, in Teva, no Nisim Galuyim, and they saw all these little coincidences where Hashem is winking at them, winky, winky. See, I'm watching over you. You thought I forgot about you. I didn't forget about you. I'm watching. Hashem is winking, but not like a big nice gully. It's a nice with a wink. So therefore, Haman Arash was Zaycha to have sons, grandchildren learn Torah of Bnei Brak. It's still applying. And again, there's two legends that Gush Lev doesn't say that, so it's called Bnei Brak. Brak is Barak. Barak is lightning, right? And lightning is a pshat. In the middle of darkness, there's a flash of lightning, and it goes back dark again. And the Rambam says, the Moreh Nevuchim, that's how the Rebbein Shlom works with us, that we are like people lost in a dark forest, and every now and then Hashem makes a blitz. He gets a blitz of lightning, and for a second, you get an idea where you're holding, and then it goes back dark again. That's how the Rebbein Shlom runs the world. He gets blitzing every now and then. It's not open nays, it's like a blitz. So the place is called B'nei Brak, because it's founded by B'nei Haman, And Homo is Zeiche, that you hear him cry, so like a blitz in the middle of darkness, the colors, a little blitz, a quick split second lightning. We saw a bit of licht, and then we went back to darkness, but the licht encouraged us, and we see a little bit that the Baruch Hu still doesn't forget about us. So therefore, you must shuv me b'nei brak. Davke, it says in b'nei brak, kolaisa laila, that you should know that the licht that lights up Klal Yisrael, not just these people who were, these great Tanoim who were Mesuvim in Bnei Brak, it's not just them, because that's the Pshat Masmich Yemasmich, the Gula of Purim, to the Gula of Pesach, but usually, before Shulam Pshat, Yemasmich Gula, the Gula, other before Shulam Pshat, it's the opposite. That the reason why there's a Nes of Purim is because of Pesach, because Pesach is the Makor Falunisim, which is true also. That Masmich Gula, Gula, that there wouldn't be a Purim without a Pesach, because the Makor of all Mayadim comes from Pesach, that's true too. But it works the other way, says the Kedushas Levi, that because there's a Purim, now we can be Zeichet to have a Pesach. Mesubim, Mesubav. Pesach came about, and Bnei Brak came about, that it could have as Alich, Koloisa, Leilim, Bnei Brak, because it's Bnei Brak. And that brought it about to them. And when you start preparing yourself for Pesach, when Purim ready, and you want to be Davik by Hashem, you want to see Hashgacha Pratis, then on Pesach night, you can be Zeichet to say the Purim Megillah, you can say the Haggadah properly, and you'll be Dovik and Ashgachas Hashem, you won't fall asleep. So if you find yourself falling asleep on the face of night, or in this year right now, it means not prepared properly. If you prepared properly, you wouldn't be falling asleep. So that's on Purim. On Purim you fell asleep, Mishnah Yayin, that's okay. You can fall asleep on Purim, after you do the Avodah Sayayin. But don't fall asleep on Pesach night. If you remember, we learned from the Jewish Navy before Purim, that every, remember what he said that every single word in the Megillah is like a torch, it's like a lift, lighting up the gull, it's lighting up the night. Kedusha Levi and the Kedusha Purim we learned a few weeks ago, that what it means to listen to the Megillah, you should come out of the Megillah Mamash shining. Every year comes out of the Megillah Mamash illuminated. Every year comes out Mamash like a torch. Every year is like a walking light, a Omad Eish. Every year after the Megillah is the Omad Eish, because every single word in the Megillah is Mamash, a new flashlight, shining light on the Cheshkes Agolas. Then you take that lift, you take it into the Pesach night, and you're Dovik Vashem. And this year, no one's going to fall asleep. That's it. No one can fall asleep this year. Not Shaykh, but Azam and Kedusha's Levi. And he just, okay, you know what? The next shtickle we'll save for next Wednesday night. We're not going to push it too much. And I had a Kaba Yosher. We'll have to save this for next week. Rabbi says it's a little bit late. So, this is the rate from the Rebbe's tonight. Zuchusam, Yogin Aleinu, Agutin Chodesh Nissen, Chodesh by Yeshua's Makifais, Zaycha to the licht of, bring the licht of Purim into the licht of Pesach.